We're back on Truth Talk Weekend. A high-level guest, unbelievable, powerful testimony. This woman just shared a lot of things. So go back and listen to the earlier if you just now hopped in. And this is also on our national show, Truth Talk Weekend, which will be played in real time in a few days from now on the weekend. Awesome. But in a podcast, it'll be a podcast available soon too. But what I want to make sure that we communicate is, you know, you're a cancer survivor, sexual abuse, you're in prison, made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of those things that happened to me were also the result of my own choices and my own behavior.
So people listening out there in life that have realized, wow, I've messed up. Mm. I'm just not good enough for God. You talked about purity. And it's fascinating. You talked about purity. You talked about holiness. And all of that comes together at this event called the Cross of Jesus Christ. Will you talk about how you were washed by Jesus, made completely pure. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Will you talk about that? Will you look in the cameras or talk in the mic to people, how they can be washed, they can be pure, they can be transformed right now?
Well, it's, you know, there's a scripture that says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And that powerfully touched my life, because I think all of you out there watching understand that we all just want to walk in freedom. We want to walk authentically who we feel God created us to be. And so there's this thing that I always want to share and leave you with, and it's called faith in Jesus. And I remember the feeling of becoming born again. I was all by myself in a prison cell in Italy, and I was reading the Word, and the Word of God was so alive. It's like people say when you read the Bible, it's alive, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's true. And it was speaking to my heart and speaking to my soul in places that human beings couldn't understand, because all of us know we've got a lot of secrets. You know, we live with secrets. We live with shame. Stu mentioned the weight of shame. You know, the heaviest weight you can walk around with in your life is a weight called shame or guilt. They're like anchors around your legs, stopping you from doing what it is that you want to do and stopping you from walking in the power of who God created you to be. And so the reason why I offer you the ability to know Jesus all the time as much as I can is because our one job is really to go out and share the gospel, to make disciples of Christ. And so when I realized that He alone is the famous one, it took a lot of pressure off of me to look for the approval of men, you know, to feel validated or important. So if you're feeling that way, if you feel sometimes like you can't get the approval and the validation and the love that you need, then I honestly tell you that with all my heart, I don't just say these words lightly. Jesus Christ died for your sins and He wants to know you. Wow. And it's really simple. It's as simple as stopping right now in this moment and saying, Jesus, I want to know you. I love you. I want you to come into my life. I want you to take over. I don't want anybody else's judgment. I want your love. Mm. And that's it. Wow. You invite Him in. And then you begin a covenant relationship with a living God who's a really good Father. And for those of you watching who are parents, understand, as parents understand, I didn't have my son so that he'd love me and follow all the rules. I had my son so that I could have a relationship with Him, and that hopefully He would love me in return and that I could love Him. And see, the Bible says, if those of us being good parents know how to love our kids, how much more our Father in heaven? So He's the perfect parent. He's the perfect Father. And many of us have been dropped by our dads or our parents. And so it's hard to love God because we have a hard time imagining what it's like to love a perfect Father. But He is. He's just that. He's a perfect Father. Mm. So I invite you into that relationship. And I think that's what we're trying to do.
That's what we're trying to do. Cynthia, brilliant and really powerful that we are, as believers, no matter how big our platform or how small, we are here to make Jesus famous. And the question is, and you challenge people on purity. You challenge believers there. You challenge young people to be sexually pure.
Oh, yeah.
Don't move in with that person. They're not your wife yet.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I've made every mistake you could make. Because when you're looking for love in all the wrong places, especially as a young woman today, and if you're semi-decent looking, guys are the easiest thing to get. So you give yourself away. You give yourself away time after time after time. Girls, you know this. You know, and you know there's a reason why Beyonce's song became so famous. Because I think there's something inside of women that knows if you want it, then you better put a ring on it. Like, we know that we're worth more than what we're getting. Yeah. But what I want is for young men and women to understand that walking it out in purely is so powerful. Mm. It's so powerful. It gave me, my husband courted me for 4 years, celibate. 4 years.
That fella right there?
That fellow right
that
over
there.
That
brother?
Right. We waited until our wedding night. And so even if you've there's fallen off of the bicycle before, it's never too late to get back
that's
on.
That's powerful. And, I want to just say thank you. You know, Peter, you quoted that Peter passage, how we're a peculiar people.
Yeah.
So you're odd. You're going to get laughed at. Talked to a girl yesterday who went to high school with my daughter, and she went to a department store to buy some things for their new apartment when her and her fiance get married in a couple months. Mm. And the woman was like, you know, turn white as a ghost when the girl said, no, we're not living together. She said, well, why aren't you moving in? I mean, you know, she said, no, we don't do, you know, but she did it not to see I'm self-righteous, I'm better. To say, you know what, I love Jesus, and he's got such a powerful way, and we want to really have the trust in our marriage. And, you know, we all blow it, and folks have blown it out there, but right now, right this second,
right
from now on.
You can do it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it differently.
That's right. But get into that. The last thing your dad told you that you quoted today was people. Find godly people that love Jesus.
Right.
And get with them.
Right. It's the Barbra Streisand song from Funny Lady. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
Isn't that something?
And that's what my dad told me. He said, you need people. Black people, white people, rich people, poor people, skinny people, short people, tall people. You need people. You need people to do anything in life.
So that's so first of all, if you're in that courtship dating mode, and the guy doesn't love Jesus with all his heart, get away as fast as you can. Run.
Run.
You're in danger. You're playing with a rattlesnake. Guys, the girl, I don't care how attractive she is, doesn't love Jesus, run as fast as you can. But run to people that do love Jesus.
Yeah.
Run to a community. Run to a church where you're going to be, here's a foreign alien word, a peculiar word, discipled.
Yeah.
And be discipling people. Have Pauls in your life to disciple you. Have, you know, Howard Hendricks said this. He said, every Christian should have three people in their life.
Mm.
A Paul to pour into them, to disciple them. Mm. A Timothy to disciple. And a Barnabas to come alongside and sharpen you like iron sharpens iron, Proverbs 27:17. And three people, if you don't have those three people, we can't do it by ourselves.
You can't
we
do it
We need each
yourself.
Other. We need encouragement. And that's the point of the church, a balanced Bible teaching church.
Where accountability. You're
accountability partners. I love how you use that word, which can become a bad word. It's a really healthy word.
Yeah, so. It's like I was saying earlier. You can't lose weight without an accountability partner.
Even the world knows.
No, even the world. Right.
That's the whole thing. The Weight Watchers was started by a lady who said, you know, I got this other little mother hen club, and I've been losing weight because I've been talking to them every week about what I've not been eating. And
what I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
You know, it's what I'm struggling. And that's the thing. Christians are afraid to talk about what they're struggling with.
Okay, they're calling me because we're out of time. Thank you so much. How can people watch you on TV? How can people read your book? Well, give us a real quick shout out for your website.
You can go to CynthiaGarrett.org and find out pretty much everything you want to know about how to watch the TV programs. And my book is available at Amazon, but you can also find that through CynthiaGarrett.org. And I love y'all.
Well, we love you. We're so glad you came on. Pray for this woman of God as God uses her to make Jesus famous all around the world, because there are over a billion people. Over a billion people. I know you guys, I know we all have problems. I know you're depressed about this and that. You struggle. But there's over a billion people who have never heard the glorious gospel of the saving grace of Jesus Christ that saved a wretch like me. So I've got major problems, major issues. The phone's going to be going off right after this program. But let's do something about that.
Yeah.
Because Jesus Christ is coming back. He's showing mercy right now. Every one of you listening and watching, he's showing mercy. You can fall on your face. You can, wherever you are driving, you can receive his gift of salvation right now. But there's coming a day where the mercy is gone. When he comes back with eyes of fire and the sword and the white steed, like Revelation talks about, there will be no more mercy. Yeah. He is coming to judge. And he's coming to bring the wrath of God with him on those that don't know him. So we're inviting you to flee the wrath, to come and receive the good news of Jesus, the glorious gospel.
Yeah, there's one of my favorite scriptures says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Mm.
Because it's a healthy fear to kind of, you read the Bible and you go, okay, the Bible says I shouldn't do that, but I don't get that. Mm. So when I encounter those moments, I go, all right, well, I trust that God is God, so I'm going to do this anyway. And then in the I'm going to do this anyway, he begins to give me the wisdom about why he's right and I'm wrong. And he doesn't want us to follow a bunch of rules because he's going to fall off the throne if we don't. He's on the throne. He's not going anywhere. Right. It's for us to have a better life.
Right.
Because he loves us.
Yep. Just go to him.
Yeah.
He'll make it real clear.
Yeah.
Just go to Jesus and go to people that know him and love him.
Yeah.
And get around them and walk with the Lord. Thank you so much, Cynthia. You blessed us. It's awesome. Woman of God.
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you, little Stu.
Yes. Social media. Spread. Share this. And tell someone. Hey, don't waste people's time. Tell someone about Jesus today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What else is there to talk about?
Yeah. Well, it's the best thing that I've ever had to talk about, to be quite frank with you. Everything else is dribble.
Awesome. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, producers. Truth Talk, truthnetwork.com, and Truth Talk Podcast. This will be out soon on podcast.
Okay. So. Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Wow.